Tony, have things got easier? Because we are always told that the universities are being encouraged very, very heavily by the government to make sure that those from different backgrounds get in. Is it having any effect at all?
Well, first of all, let's get some facts right. I don't think it's the fault of the universities at all. And in fact, to be honest, I would encourage some of them to, in fact, not even lower their standards, but to increase their standards. I think the real issue is to do with the schools. The schools and the colleges are not really giving the students, particularly in the state schools in particular, the right information, the right background, the right preparation.
Can you give us examples? Because certainly when I went through the school system in a state school, we had very, very clear lessons in the form filling, in terms of interviewing, in how to visit campuses and try and get through. Has that changed? Give us some examples of what doesn't happen.
What you're saying is rare.
Right.
Believe me, in the bog standard comprehensive, you'll be lucky to have that. I mean, and the fact of the matter, the careers information is very poor, and what we've got really, and this is the issue, we've got a set of parents and families who are in the know, and we've got a whole set who just do not know and do not know how to, and that's really the issue, really the great divide.
So how has your charity managed to change things, or certainly what are you working on?
Well,
changing?
What we've done is simply gone to those schools. And we've said, look, you can't do it, we'll do it on your behalf. So basically we run summer schools, holiday times, and we concentrate on we put out the biggest challenge. We went for math, science, engineering, I call the real subjects. And what we did was we said, okay, we're going to look at students who do not normally go to university from poor backgrounds, and we're going to track them from very young. We start around 12, 13, and we work with them for 5-6 years continuously. And happy to say that we've had our first batch through, and lots of them, about 95% of them have gone off to the Russell Group universities, gone off to Oxbridge, etc., and done very well.
And just lastly, and briefly, because I'm afraid our time is limited, Tony, we're talking this morning about class and the government's plans to try and help this social mobility. You're saying, certainly in your experience, class, money, social background of the family, places in the country have absolutely no definition or effect on a child's chance of achievement. It's all in there. In every child, it's possible.
No, I'm obviously the class background does have an effect. I mean, that's the major thing on it, but that's obviously gonna.
But not if you can. My point is not if you can tap the child's genius as you're trying to do.
Course. In that sense, in that regard, no, it doesn't have any effect at all. If that child has the right, kind of knowledge, possibilities, track to go through, then that shouldn't stop them at all.